there, green future growers. Welcome to the Organic Gardener Podcast. I'm your host, Jackie Marie Beyer, and let's get growing. Did you get your copy of the 2018 Spring Garden Journal? It's now live on Amazon for only $8.95. Since I took out January and February, it really dropped the price. It's a great place to record your garden journey, keep all your data in one place. You're going to want to remember frost dates, planting dates, seed varieties, harvest dates. And just so many of my guests have said that keeping good records have helped them be the most productive gardeners they can be. Mike and I created this journal to keep track of what you're growing, what you're eating, what you're harvesting, and just all those things together. So get your 2018 Spring Garden Journal today.
I hear you.
Oh, you do. There you go. Okay, I hear you too then.
Loud and clear.
Maybe it's just like some kind of delay. That's kind of why I was talking, because I didn't want you to hang up.
Oh, you know
what?
Other
people have told me that they can hear me, and then I think there's just a delay.
Oh, I joined the, I think I probably joined, but I checked my audio first, or I checked the settings, and I wasn't listening. I don't think it patched me through to you until I got out of that. So, but you're there, and you're loud and clear.
Okay, good. So are you.
Good.
Well, I'm so excited.
Well, me too. I've been looking forward to this.
Oh, cool. Well, thank you so much. And so I always tell people, and you probably know this, but I don't know, like, because it's recorded and, you know, if you need to, like, get a drink or let the cat out, or if your phone goes off.
Same thing I say.
Can you hear my phone? It's going to go off. Like, don't worry, because it's really easy to edit.
Yep.
Although I think we talked a little in the email, like, I used to record through Skype.
Yeah.
And now I'm struggling with that. And so Zoom, the thing is, everything's on one track. Like, when you record, does everything come out on one track?
Yeah, for now it does. And I think I'm looking, we did talk about this, because I do want to have separate tracks, and I haven't had a chance to investigate the best option for that. So
the woman in my podcasting group said to use this thing called Zencaster, an app called Zencaster. She put, because I posted in the Facebook group, and it's like $100 to sign up, and it's like a one-time fee.
Yeah.
There's also this program called Ecamm Recorder.
Uh-huh.
But I haven't found anything that says Ecamm records in two different tracks. But I got the impression she was using Zencaster. I don't know, because they use Audacity.
I saw a video yesterday from Mike Russell, who does a lot of YouTube videos, and he edits through Adobe Audition, which is what I edit with. And he talked about how to record in separate tracks using multi-track. But if you don't use Audition, it probably wouldn't really pertain to you. But I am like you. I'm trying to figure it out, because I'm tired of dealing with good audio on one track and bad on the other, but it's all on the same track and not being able to separate it.
Yeah, maybe they do use Adobe Audition. You might be right about that. I don't know. Yeah.
One of the many challenges of podcasting.
I know. Well, the most frustrating, like, when I first launched, I thought I was going to launch, like, I decided what my podcast was going to be in September, and I set, like, a launch date of November 1st. And at November 1st, I still couldn't record other people through Skype. And, like, I was so frustrating, because I was trying to book guests, but I couldn't book a guest until I could figure out how to record. And I actually recorded my very first episode in September with this guy in my podcasting class who's a gardener. And he just recorded it for me, because I couldn't get my thing. And I kept trying. So finally in January, so it was like 6 months later almost, or 5 months later, I finally recorded my first episode and I launched that week.
Wow.
And I just,
when was that?
January 2015. So I just celebrated 3 years.
You sure did. Good for you.
Yeah. So it's going good. I mean, I've pretty much followed what they've said, and it's worked pretty good. I mean, it's a marathon. I think, like, my audience has grown pretty steady. I have, like, at least 1,200 to 1,500 full-time people. And most episodes get downloaded between 2,000 and 3,000 times.
Nice. Within,
well, that's pretty much in their lifetime. But, yeah, like, the last two episodes I put out, or not the last two, but two of the last few episodes, they got like 2,400 downloads already.
Well, and that's really nice because the season, this is not gardening season yet. So maybe they're either getting cabin fever or they really just have they jones in for your podcast every week and they need that fix.
And I also think, so I got picked up on Progressive Radio Network in August. And then also I was on that Mike the Gardener show.
Uh-huh.
So I don't know if that helped, like being on,
all
like
of it
trying
helps
to finally get out there. The thing with Progressive Radio Network in New York is they don't put a link to my show on their website. It's the only kind of frustrating thing.
Yeah.
But anyway, we're not here to talk about me. We're here to talk about you. So do you have any questions for me?
What microphone do you use?
Oh, really? It's an Audio Technica ATR 2100.
Uh-huh.
Just the USB.
Yeah.
$60 Amazon mic.
Yeah.
That's one thing.
I'm just kind of a geek freak, so equipment. I like to know what people use just because I'm curious.
So I bought this really fancy mixer, and mm-hmm. I have yet to figure out how to. 2 years ago, I bought it. It's like, so this guy, you know who told me to buy it? He was like the iTunes podcast of 2015, I think.
Oh.
Eric. Oh my gosh, is it Zimmer? His podcast is called Feed the One You Need. It's about these two wolves. It's like this old parable about oh my gosh, I can't believe I've forgotten this. About two wolves, and it's like one's the bad and one's the good, and you choose which one to feed.
Oh, I don't know. Yeah, I don't know that.
And then I'll have to look that parable up. So anyway, so he told me to use this because he's always traveling and it's portable and I have it under my desk.
Oh.
And I almost got it to work because I thought, well, maybe that will do it, you know? Plus, uh-huh. The reason he told me he loved it is because it's it allows him to record anything off of his computer. Like if he's playing a CD or uh-huh. it's a video on YouTube or, where is it? All right, well, I'll email you what it is.
Okay.
So he really recommended that thing. And then I think we talked about Auphonic. I haven't had that much luck with the Auphonic. Like, I don't feel like it really changes my sound. I think I don't have my settings right.
Or your settings are pretty good going in, too. You know, it could be that.
It could be. They used to be really good when I had the Soundflower Skype GarageBand thing going. Uh-huh. The Zoom thing's okay. It has clear sound.
That's huge. You know, if that's if that's better than Skype just because of the audio quality, even if it's still on one track, I would take that. Now, Jackie, do you have to pay a certain amount per month or how do you do Zoom?
Zoom's free.
Oh, it is?
I'm curious to see how today goes because today's the first day. I have 6 interviews booked.
Uh-huh.
And I've never done more than it. So I don't know if there's like a limit on how many you can do. I hope not.
I guess you'll find out.
Yeah. So as far as I know, it's free. Cool. Yeah. So how did you get into doing TV?
Well,
you're in Atlanta, Georgia, right?
I am. I am 30 miles north of downtown Atlanta, northeast of downtown Atlanta. So it's pretty good. I'm out in the, you know, everybody around me has acreage, but if I need to go to Costco or Target or Walmart or Home Depot, it's 5 minutes away. It's pretty crazy. So I got to answer your question. I was a master gardener. I was just in the kind of the gardening community in the Atlanta area and people had gotten to know me for various things related to horticulture. But one of the things I was kind of good at was taking care of a lawn. And there was a magazine starting up. I'll try to make this very brief. There was a magazine starting up that was looking for somebody that was a specialist in that area. And I was recommended to the editor. So she had contacted me about writing a regular column for that. And I said, sure, I'll do that. I'd not met her. I just got the phone call. But about a week after our phone call, she got an email blast from HGTV Apparently they were blasting out to all the people in gardening media around the country because they had started they were starting a new show on DIY Network called Fresh from the Garden. And they were looking for the host. Everything else was in place. Now they needed the host. So they did this big search, and they searched by contacting people in the media that connected to gardeners for this person they were looking for. And the email basically sounded like me, according to this editor. She said, Joe, this sounds like you. From what I know about you, who they're looking for sounds like you. You need to contact the producer. And I did. I contacted the producer. Long story short, I got him to meet with me, and they called me back for a screen test like a couple of days later, threw cameras and microphones on me and put me through the rigors. No feedback at all. And then the following week, they had a big presentation meeting up at HGTV headquarters with all their candidates that they were considering. And they narrowed it down to a male and a female. And I was the male. And if they chose the male, I was going to be picked. And so a week later, they did decide on the male, which meant they picked me. So that was back in 2002 or three. And that show was supposed to be 1 year and 52 episodes, and it turned into 3 years. I mean, 1 year and 26 episodes. It turned into 3 years and 52 episodes, and it would have kept going if we could have continued to show people how to grow different food crops without repeating anything we had already covered. But we did. We were at 52 things, and Atlanta is hard to do. We were growing parsnips and things that typically don't like to grow here, just because we needed to, you know, more variety. But after that, the show had to retire just because we were out of material. And then I went from there to Garden Smart, and I got tired of that and wanted to do my own thing, because I felt like the most important message about gardening isn't being communicated by any gardening, what few gardening shows were out there. Nobody that I could tell that was producing a gardening show, what few there were, knew anything about gardening. They were just on the TV or the production side, and they were just hiring somebody as the talking head like me to be the expert. But there was a disconnect in that the people thinking about what content to create really were missing an opportunity to get an important message out there to an audience about the importance of gardening and how to do it in a sustainable, environmentally friendly way, in a non-intimidating way, and a way to reach out to younger up-and-coming gardeners or would-be gardeners. And nobody was thinking that way. You know, they were thinking more about entertainment and whatever the greatest chemical fix was. And that wasn't me. So I backed away. I left Garden Smart, took a year off. I kind of had an idea in my head, had never produced before, but had seen enough and paid enough attention that I felt like I could do it. So I ended up, that's how I created Growing a Greener World in 2009. And then I had to become the executive producer and the host and the everything. Yeah, it was a lot. I took a lot on, but here we are 10 years later, and it's going really well. So it's been a good ride.
And now you're breaking into podcasting.
Well, I'm coming back to podcasting. I was doing podcasting, I think, not before TV, but early on in my TV days. I've always loved audio, and I've always been fascinated with, you know, technology, and podcasting just really seemed to be a really cool element that I could do. And so in 2007, I started my first podcasting series called Growing a Greener World. It was called Growing a Greener World. And it ended up being a lot of the backstory to the stories I was telling on the television show. But I went like 37 episodes, not every single week back, you know, not consistently every single week. But anyway, I ended up doing 37 episodes, but my schedule got so crazy and I just had to let that go. I did a couple other series after that. There were 3 and 4 minute episodes, like how to grow this in a kind of a quick tip of the week. And had a commitment with Burpee when I had an arrangement with them for 26 episodes each year. And I did that for 2 years. And then the TV was so busy for me. I just, I knew I'd come back to podcasting when I could catch my breath, but it wasn't until this June that I launched the Joe Gardner Show with a commitment to put out a new episode every week. And I've held to that, and I will continue to hold to that. And there's too many people that like the show too much for me to feel like I can even afford to take a week off at this point. So it's amazing how much of my week is consumed by thinking about the next show and recording it, and, you know, the workflow and the process to get it out there with high production value and a good blog post to back it up. It's no wonder that there's not a lot of people out there that start a podcast that stay with it beyond, you know, a certain number of episodes. It is a ton of work, but it's worth it in the long run. It's just, you have to really be committed to it to keep it going.
Huh. That's interesting. Well, cool. I must be. And like my big thing lately is like, why am I spending all this time on my website? My people go to my website and they are gone in under 2 minutes. I don't know what they're looking for. I can't figure it out. So anyway,
not uncommon though, Jackie, not uncommon.
Nope. But they like the show. So
yeah.
I just feel like it's an honor to get to be the host. So, you know, I'm good and it just keeps growing. So,
well, your consistency and your relationship with your listeners, you know, the audio is such an intimate media where the spoken voice conveys so much more than the written word, really. And it's a chance for you to connect with your audience and they vicariously are kind of living through you and the people that you interview in a way that can't happen by just reading a blog post. And it's a unique media that you're fortunate to be in the middle of with such a long running show and a lot of faithful listeners. And that's not a lot of people would like to be in your position.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, cool. Well, my show is a success completely because of the amazing people like you out there, the guests that I have. But the best part is like my listeners will be my guests and getting to meet people. And like, I'm so excited because next Saturday already is this event we have in Montana called the Free the Seeds. And people that I have met through my podcast, there's so many people that are going to be there that I've met through my podcast that live within 65 miles of me, which in Northwest Montana is practically their neighbors. Not that I haven't met neighbors that live a mile from my house that I never knew until I started my podcast either. But, and then people all around the world and just, you know, there's people from Kenya in my Facebook group and Russia and Australia and it is like the coolest thing. And then like, you know, ultimately my dream is to be like a children's book illustrator and write biographies. Like I just love biographies and that it's like, I get to hear everybody's biography first. It's
kind
of that way. That's about it. But I feel like you do. Like, it's funny that you say this because my best friend just started listening to podcasts. That's so funny. I interviewed her a year ago and she just listened to our interview like 2 months ago. But now she's like totally, I'm like, yeah, you're going to have a podcast with a bigger audience than me. Like in 6 months, I can see it coming already, but whatever. More power to her. And so she was telling me about Patreon. She's like, you should have a Patreon site. These other people have Patreon sites. Yep. And I don't know why. Just when I was walking into my desk this morning, I'm like, oh, I should for my bonus for my Patreon sites, I should just talk about the stuff that's going on in my life because Friday, I get to go to this thing called Bird Scouts. I get a paid day off of school to go to a training in Bozeman, Montana with the art teachers going with me. And we're going to learn about science. And we get to go to this because we committed to doing 12 science lessons with fifth or sixth graders, I think, between now and the end of school this year, based on this curriculum they're going to give us about birds. I am so excited. And then on Saturday, I get to go to the Free the Seeds event and see all these other people that listen to my podcast. And we, like, the first year they did it, they thought maybe 350 people would come. They had 500 flyers. It started at 10 o'clock and every flyer was gone already. And over 1,600 people came through the doors.
Oh my gosh.
It's just a day of education about, and then they give away, they're going to give away 10,000 packets of seeds next Saturday in our valley. Free, organic, you know, local seeds. People have been donating them. There's all these different drop-offs at our libraries, at our, at stores, at different places. And people just like have been donating the seeds and then volunteers have been like actually stuffing them in packets. So they're going to be labeled this year and everything's, you know, checked out and they're just sharing seeds for free. And then they have like all these things. Anyway, I don't even remember why I was telling you about that.
Well, it's exciting. It's coming up and it's, it's that time of year. I get it.
So, all right. Well, technically we haven't started. If there's something you don't want me to keep from this pre-chat in the show, let me know. But should I just introduce you?
Sure. I'm ready.
All right.
If you know somebody who would benefit from the Organic Gardener podcast, we would just love it if you would share it with a friend. Thanks again for listening and remember to grow